In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Christ is baptized.
In the river Jordan.
Christ is baptized.
In the river Jordan.
Christ is baptized.
In the river Jordan.
Greetings, brothers and sisters, on this Feast of Theophany. And at the baptism of Christ is when our Lord began his teaching and his saving work. Saint Cyril of Jerusalem says, "The beginning of the world, water. The beginning of the gospel, the Jordan." St. Nikolai Vlimirvich points out that when John the Baptist immersed the Lord in the Jordan and baptized him, there were thus revealed both the mission of Christ in the world and the path of our salvation. That is to say, Christ takes upon himself the sin of the whole human race. He dies under it, signified by the immersion in the water, and rises again, signified by the coming up out of the water. And we too must die to the old sinful man and rise again, cleansed, renewed, and reborn. We hear that the word theophany literally means the manifestation of God, for truly the Holy Trinity was revealed to mankind openly for the first time in human history since the fall. The Father is present and his voice is heard. "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." The Son, in the person of Jesus Christ, is standing in the Jordan River, and the Holy Spirit now takes the form of a dove and descends upon him. St. Theophylact says that the Spirit descends upon Jesus so that they would not think that the voice which said, "This is my beloved Son," was referring to John the Baptist, but rather that by seeing the Spirit, they might believe that this voice spoke concerning Jesus. It was like a dove because of the dove's innocence and meekness, and because the dove is very clean, not remaining in any place where there is foul odor. So it is with the Holy Spirit. But also, as in the time of Noah, a dove announced the deliverance from the flood by bearing an olive twig, so too, here the Holy Spirit reveals the deliverance from sins. There the twig of olive, here the mercy of God. And that's something the Holy Fathers often talk about, is that our whole purpose in our life is to acquire the grace of the Holy Spirit. And so, just like the dove can't go any place that's foul and unclean, so too the Holy Spirit really is not going to live in a person who's just totally sinning all the time and turning away from God and who never comes to church and doesn't receive sacraments or anything like that. So that's our job, is to prepare that place within ourselves to sort of purify ourselves and make a place for the Holy Spirit to abide in us. And just as Christ was baptized, not because any sin was found in him, but for our sakes, so too we have all received baptism, which cleanses us from the ancestral sin we inherited from Adam and Eve. As we say at each baptism, and in today's, instead of the Trisagion, we said, "As many as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ." Baptism is also for us an image of our spiritual life, because it marks the drowning of the old man of sin in the water, and the renewal of our souls when we come up out of the water and the Holy Spirit fills us, renews us, and transforms us into new creatures. It is through baptism that we once again regain the image of God that we were created to be. In the epistle of St. John, in 1 John chapter 5, verses 7 and 8, it says, "For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit, and these three are one. And there are three that bear witness in earth, the Spirit, the water, and the blood, and these three are together." Well, St. Nikolai Vlimirvich says about this that St. John makes a distinction between the heavenly Trinity, in which the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are three persons but one being, and this earthly Trinity that's sort of within us. About the heavenly Trinity, he says, "And these three are one." But about the earthly, he says, "And these three are together." There's an enormous difference between being one and being together. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are one, while the Spirit, the water, and the blood are only together, not being one. But there is a Trinity in the interior heaven of man, which must become not just an association, but a unity, that he may be blessed both in this world and in that which is to come. And that is the unity of the mind, the heart, and the will. While these three are only an association, Man is at war with his own three parts and the heavenly Trinity. When, though, these three become united, that is, when one is not dominant and the other is subservient, then the small heaven within man begins to be like the great heaven of God, and the image and likeness of God then become clear within him. Other fathers have talked about how that it says in the book of Genesis that God created man in his image and likeness. And the Holy Fathers acknowledge that man is created in God's image, but the likeness is something that we have to grow into. It's not just automatic. You know, God didn't just make us perfect, you know, give us the potential for that. And Adam and Eve could have, you know, become higher than the angels and could have grown into, you know, the immortal beings and so forth like the angels. But because they were disobedient and fell, now the whole task of the human race is to regain that likeness. So we have to be like God. And that takes effort on our part. So God isn't just going to automatically force us to be perfect. You know, he's going to let us stumble around and fall and make mistakes. So we do have that image within us, which is great, but then it's on us to become like God. So brothers and sisters, as we celebrate this holy feast of Theophany, let us relive our baptism in which our old fallen image has been renewed and restored through being immersed and cleansed in the blessed waters, just as our Lord showed us the way. And also our chrismation, that seal of the gift of the Holy Spirit in which we were anointed with the sacred chrism oil and also baptized with the fire and the Spirit. And let us give thanks to God who so loved us that he sent us his only begotten Son so that we might be saved. Glory be to God. Christ is baptized.
In the river Jordan.
Amen.